There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. And this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Well, who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you a prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I'm the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, "Then why are you baptizing if you're neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one who you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of those sandals I'm not worthy to untie." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's been quite the journey, hasn't it? It must be the fourth Sunday of Advent. Let's see, where have we gone? Well, we started with the best character in the Bible, Zechariah. Then we saw Mary and Joseph. Okay, more important than Zechariah. But we're not done yet, are we? I mean, who in their right mind would think it's Advent without mentioning at least once John the Baptist? I mean, it wouldn't be Advent without talking about him, right? That's where we are. We're going to look at John the Baptist today. But during confirmation, I think it was less this week, something came to my mind. What if you saw John? What if you saw John today? I think I even asked them that question, and they had some interesting answers. But what would you think if you saw John the Baptist today? Well, you might be thinking, it's time to follow that star. You might be a little intimidated or scared. Yeah. You might say this in two different ways. What's up? Or, what's up? Maybe you'd smile and say, hi. Maybe you'd wonder, where on earth am I? If John's right here, something's going down. Would I even know if I saw him? That's a very good question. You know, I'd be looking around for Jesus. Well, where's he getting all that locust and honey? And maybe you're thinking, is he preparing the way for a second coming? All good thoughts. Well, there's something that came to my mind reading through the gospel lesson more than once this year. And it's this question of, I think I might be disappointed if I saw John the Baptist. So it got me thinking, have you ever been disappointed? And some people say, well, yeah, I'm disappointed in my willpower. I'm disappointed in my favorite sports teams. I can relate. And I'm not going to tell you what I'm disappointed about, but I'll give you one of the smaller scale ones. The time in which I had a vegetarian pizza, but realized there was sausage on it after I took a bite. I'm disappointed in myself. And this question is way too broad and vague. Well, you're right. That is a very broad and vague question. What on earth is going on? Would you be disappointed if you saw him? Well, if you think that's disappointing, I brought the king of disappointment with me today. Maybe you know this guy. This guy is full of disappointment, even though he has tried more than once to get it right. Mr. Clark W. Griswold, the king of disappointment. Why? Well, you know, if you've seen the movie, you know. First of all, I love the movie. It is not a disappointment to me. But what happens to him? He plans Christmas. It's going to be perfect. Everything is, all the needles, the things are in the right way. He's going to get that tree. Nope. He's going to have the family come. Well, that didn't quite work. He was going to put in a pool. Nope. There's all sorts of disappointment going on, and he's maybe wondering, well, where on earth am I supposed to look next? What am I supposed to do with all of this? And all those thoughts of, what would I do if I saw him? Would I be disappointed? It made me think of a story. It made me think of a story, and you'll probably figure out why I'm going to read this to you today, but I'll put the words in after we're done. amongst it all, amongst the searching, here is a book called Are You My Mother? By P.D. Eastman. Listen very closely to this story today. A mother bird sat on her egg, and that egg jumped. Oh no, said the baby mother bird. My baby's going to be here. He'll want to eat something. I got to go get something for my baby to eat, but I'll be right back. Please don't hatch. So away she went. The egg jumped and jumped and jumped and jumped, and out came that baby bird. Where's my mom? He said. He looked for her. He looked up. He didn't see her there. He looked down. He didn't see her there. Well, I'll go and look for her, he said. So, of course, he took a leap of faith, and down he went from the tree. Down and down, a long way down. The baby bird, of course, couldn't fly. He couldn't fly, but he could walk. All right, well, now I'll go and find my mother, he said. He did not know what his mother looked like. He went right by her, and he didn't even see her. He didn't even see her around the corner. He came to a kitten. Are you my mom? He said to the kitten. Kitten just looked and looked and didn't even say a thing. The kitten was not his mother, so on he went. He went to the hen. Are you my mother? He said to the hen. Cluck, cluck, no, no, said the hen. The kitten was not his mother. The hen wasn't his mother. So on the baby bird went. I gotta find my mom, he said. But where is she? Where could she be? Then he came to a dog. Well, are you my mom? He said to the dog. I'm not your mom. I'm a dog, said the dog. So the kitten's not the mom. The hen's not the mom. The dog's not the mom. So the baby bird went on, and he came to a cow. Well, are you my mother? He said to the cow. No, how could I be your mother? Said the cow. I'm a cow. Well, the kitten and the hen were not his mother. The dog and cow and them weren't the mother. Did he even have a mother? I did have a mother, said the baby bird. I know I did. I'll have to find her. I will and I will. Now the baby bird did not walk. He ran. Then he saw a car. Could this old thing be his mother? Nah, it couldn't be. The baby bird did not stop. He ran on and on. He looked down and he saw a boat. Well, there she is, he said. He called to the boat, but the boat did not stop. The boat went on. He looked way up into the sky at a plane. Here I am, Mom, he called out. But the plane didn't stop. The plane just went on. Just then the baby bird saw a big thing. Well, this must be Mom. There she is, he said. That's my mom. He ran right up to it. Mom, Mom, here I am, Mom, he said to the big thing. But the big thing just said, snort. No, you're not my mom, said the baby bird. You're a snort. I have to get out of here. But the baby bird couldn't get away. The snort went up. It went way, way up and up and up and up, and the baby bird went with it. Now where was the snort going? Oh, no. What's the snort going to do to me? Get me out of here. But just then the snort came to a stop. Where am I? Said the baby bird. I want to go home. I want my mother. Then something happened. The snort put the baby bird right back in the tree. The baby bird was home. Just then, the mother bird came back to the tree. Well, do you know who I am? She said to her baby. Yes, I know who you are, said the baby bird. You're not a kitten, you're not a hen, you're not a dog, you're not a cow, you're not a snort, you're not a plane, and you're not a boat. You're a bird, and you are my mother. Well, that's a great story. You can tell I've read that a couple times to Zoe. But what's the point of that? Who are you? Who are you, John? Are you the Messiah? Are you the one we're looking for? Are you the prophet? Are you Elijah? Maybe the people have been going about this forever. Are you the Messiah? Are you the one we're looking for? And on, no, no, no. And John says, no, I am not any of those. Somebody much greater than I is coming. Somebody so much greater. And these people that are here coming to John maybe are full of uncertainty, full of living in uncertain times and looking for something to trust in. Maybe even the church leaders who sent these guys there are looking for something too. And here's John. Here's what we've come that whole way from his birth to Mary and Joseph about ready to give birth to John crying out into the wilderness. crying out in the uncertainty. Prepare the way. I may not be it. I know I'm not it. I'm crying into this uncertainty, though, but I'm going to point. I'm going to point you to what's next. I'm going to be like that crane in the book that as you don't know where on earth you're looking, I'm going to lift you up and I'm going to point you in the right direction. There is the Messiah. That's who you're looking for. You're not looking for me. You're looking for him. You're not looking for good old Clark Griswold. He's not the answer. You're looking for Jesus. You're pointing there. And Advent does that each week. Point, 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 pointing to this Thursday. Pointing to Jesus. Pointing to the Messiah. Are you the Messiah? Yeah. Yes, he is. And we don't get further along in the Gospel of John, but immediately after the text that we read today, he's done saying, I'm pointing the way. He just flat out says, there he is. There is the Lamb of God that'll take away the sins of the world. That's him. That's the one. I'm pointing that way. That's where you're supposed to be looking. That's the Lamb of God. And John promises, you will not be disappointed. That's something you can trust in. Trust in it. Just like the very end of Christmas Vacation, when those kids run out the door and he is full of disappointment, they are pointing up. Now, I know it's the light on the sewage plant, but they're pointing to what they see as the Christmas star. They're pointing to what they see as the light. They're pointing at it, and he comes out and he recognizes that, and in a way, he is changed. They are pointing the way to the Messiah. John is out there pointing the way to the Messiah. Pointing to Thursday, pointing to Christmas, pointing. That's who we're looking for. Trust that in uncertain times. I'll keep pointing you in the right direction, and you will not be disappointed. You can trust in that. Thanks be to God for that promise. Are you the Messiah? Yes, I know who you are. You are the Messiah, the Son of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.